Brothers and sisters, may the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Welcome to this second message in a series I'm calling The God of All Comfort. I hope offering you a few small encouragements and reminding you of the truths revealed in God's Word to sustain us and to encourage us through these strange and difficult times. I know that for many of us, one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult thing about this home quarantine that's been imposed is that we will not be able to gather for worship together on the Lord's Day in a way that is almost unprecedented, something that I never would have imagined in my lifetime, that as the Lord's people, we are not able to gather together publicly on the Lord's Day to proclaim his praises. And that is such a grievous and heavy thing for us to have to face. I do hope to address that in the services, in the sermons that I will upload and put on the website and on YouTube for this coming Lord's Day. And I will be putting out more information about that through the website and through email so that you'll be able to listen in. And I just want you to know to please be assured that even in your home, even where only two or three are gathered together in the Lord's name, he is with us. The Lord Jesus is with us. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are together, of one heart and of one mind, meeting together before the throne of God. And although we cannot be there face to face together, we can be of one heart. So I do hope you will listen in and join us online. And I will also, through email, share with you some resources, but there's two that I want to particularly mention now. There's been two wonderful apps that you can download onto your phone or tablet. You can get them through the main app stores. And the first is that there is an app that's been put out by the Free Church of Scotland that goes with the Sing Psalms hymn book that they have produced. And if you search for that, if you search for Sing Psalms, if you search for the Free Church of Scotland, you'll find it in the app store. And it's a wonderful app that gives you all the psalms with tunes that you can listen and sing along to. And it's a free download. And if you would like to use that when worshiping at home, to sing with your families, it's a great resource. And similarly, the very popular evangelical hymn book, Christian Hymns, has a very similar app. Again, you can just download it for free. And it has all the hymns that we regularly sing and tunes that you can sing along to. And you can play that through your phone, through your tablet, and it's a great resource. On the Christian Hymns app, for just, I think it's 99p, is an additional fee that you can pay to get all of the hymn tunes, as some of them are under copyright. But if you have any problems finding those, please get in touch and let me know. But check those out, as they're wonderful apps, and we'll probably refer to them and use them even as we worship together over the internet. So be assured that the Lord is with us. Even if you are alone, his Spirit is with us. Well, the thought that I just wanted to share with you this morning is I wanted to turn back to the Heidelberg Catechism and to return again to question number one. The question reads, what is your only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Saviour, Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins and delivered me from all the power of the devil, and so preserves me that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Yes, that all things must work together for my salvation. Wherefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life, and makes me heartily willing and ready henceforth to live unto him. And the thing I just want to focus in on in that first question and answer is the simple word, my. My. As it says at the beginning of the answer, that I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Saviour, Jesus Christ. Martin Luther, the great Protestant reformer, he has a wonderful quote that's well known, in which he says, "The sweetness of the gospel lies mostly in pronouns, such as me, my, thy, who loved me and gave himself for me, Christ Jesus, my Lord. Son, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee." And the Catechism is picking up on that same wonderful truth. You hear it in scriptures like Galatians in chapter 2 and verse 20, where the Apostle Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And there's a great truth that the very language of the gospel is given to us in personal pronouns. And the first thing that should remind us of is of Christ's personal love for all his flock. That our Lord Jesus Christ loves each and every single individual member of his church. He is the good shepherd who knows us by name, who knows all our needs and desires, worries, joys and fears. Like a good shepherd will know each individual sheep and its foibles and its preferences, where it tends to wander, and those that might be more timid, those that might be a little bit bolder. A good shepherd knows them, just as our Lord Jesus Christ knows your soul and my soul as one of his people. And he calls us by name. He has chosen us individually, even before the foundation of the world, chosen and foreordained and predestined us to belong to him. Another image that the scriptures use is that each of us are like individual stones that are being carved and then fitted together to build up a holy dwelling place. That makes me think of those walls that you often see in the English countryside, particularly in the Lake District, where there's just lots of different individual stones. They've not been manufactured. They're not like bricks that have all been cut to the same shape. They're all just unique individual stones picked up off the ground, but then so perfectly placed together that they make a solid stone wall, and they've been standing for centuries. And it's like that. The Lord Jesus knows each of us, our rough edges, how we fit together, our personalities, and he has chosen us and he is putting us together to build his solid and everlasting church. And the amazing thing about these personal pronouns is that's you, that's me, that it's the me the Lord Jesus Christ loves. And it's in that personal love that he came and died for us. It's in that personal love that he watches over us each day, and in that personal love he promises he is with us. So please, brother and sister, don't ever think that somehow the Lord Jesus just loves us as some generic lump, or that the church is some institution in which we're just making up the numbers. He deeply, passionately loves you and me. So there's a great joy in these personal pronouns. And you might think too of those words from the Song of Solomon. The Song of Solomon is a poetic love story between the beloved and his lover. And you hear a dialogue in the Song of Solomon as they're expressing that love. And in the way of the scriptures, in the way of the Old Testament, it's full of metaphors that are very earthy. Many of them refer back to the Garden of Eden. But just listen to this wonderful passage where the beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaks to his bride, to his church, to each one of us. This is reading from Song of Solomon, chapter 4 and verse 7. "You are all fur, my love, and there is no spot in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse, with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Sinir and Hermon, from the lion's dens, from the mountains of the leopards. You have ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. You have ravished my heart with one look of your eyes, with one link of your necklace. How fair is your love, my sister, my spouse? How much better than wine is your love, and the scent of your perfumes, than all spices? Your lips, O my spouse, drip as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. And so there are the most wonderful images there of how precious and beautiful the Lord Jesus Christ finds us. We might be astonished by that when we consider our sins and what weak and faulty servants we are before him. But in his eyes there is no spot, there is no blemish. We are covered by his own righteousness. It is counted as being ours. Our sins are forgiven. He invites us to come up, as it were, onto the tops of the mountains, to the very heights of spiritual experience, to know this love he has for us, to even experience it by the presence of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. And then perhaps we could even say he gives a prophetic description of us, of what we will one day be when he comes for us, when we go to be with him in his glory. Perhaps similar to the words in Ephesians 5, when it says that he will present us without spot or blemish, but perfect. He will have sanctified us. He will have washed us. We will be dressed in white fine linen like a bride on her wedding day. And we will be glorious, made perfect and sinless. And the Lord Jesus looks forward to that day and sees what we will be, not what we have been, or indeed what we are. But with joy and anticipation, he looks forward and says, how lovely you are, my sister, my spouse. What an amazing and glorious thing that in the scriptures, God draws so near to us, loves us so much, that he speaks as if we are his bride. And such is his tender love for us. So please be encouraged by personal pronouns. As the Catechism says, my faithful Saviour. But of course, the other side to that is not just his love for us, but that we possess him. We can lay claim to him. This is what faith is. It is that we are reaching out with our hands, the eyes of our hearts, and we are reaching out and laying hold of Christ and saying, Christ, I take you to be mine. And I, by faith, will trust and rest on you and say that you are my Saviour, my Lord. That is what faith is. And in the amazing gift of God's grace, when we do that, we possess Christ and all his benefits. He is our wisdom. He is our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption. And he is ours and we are his, are in those repeated words we hear all the way through scriptures. He is our God and we are his people. And so laying hold of him, we can bring him all our worries, all our fears, all our needs in prayer. And we know that there is an infinite, there is a boundless supply of power and of grace, everything to sustain us, all in him. And when we come in faith, we are drawing upon that, like coming with a dry, parched throat, desperate in thirst, as we're coming from this wilderness of our world, and we can come to Christ, the fountain of life, and drink. And we drink by believing, receiving this personal love that he has for us. So please be confident, be assured of his love for you, saint. Know that he is near. He desires nothing more than your personal communion with him, that you should pray to him and seek him. Take great joy in these personal pronouns, that the Son of God loved you, gave himself for you. And so as a final thought, I'd like to read to you from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the peace of the Lord be with you. Amen.